Today is the first Sunday after the Ascension. The epistle is taken from St. Peter. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but above all things have a constant and mutual charity amongst yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins, using hospitality one towards another without murmuring. As every man hath received grace, ministering the same to one another, as good stewards of the manifold graces of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. And if any man minister, let him as with the power which God administereth. That in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. It's taken from St. John chapter 15. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me, and you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh, when whosoever killeth you will think that he doth the service to God. And these things they will do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour come, you may remember that I told them to you." Please be seated. The Lord ascended with jubilee, with the sound of a trumpet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, on this Sunday after the Ascension, the Church, in the offertory of the Mass, gives us these words which were spoken by King David 1,000 years before the Ascension. So 1,000 years before our Lord came, before he ascended to heaven, King David sung these words. Yes, the Lord ascended to heaven with jubilee, with the sound of a trumpet. And these words of King David, in fact, prophesied two events. The first is the historical event which we celebrated last Thursday, the ascension of our Lord into heaven. We know that our Lord, in his physical body, the body in which he was conceived, the body in which he died, our Lord, by his own power, ascended in the presence of the apostles and Our Lady to heaven, this great victory over death. And at this moment, when our Lord ascended into heaven, the apostles were looking to heaven with expectation. And the angel came down and told them, "As you have seen him going into heaven, so you will see him return in the clouds of heaven." To show that this prophecy of David, it was not yet fulfilled. There was still another event which must happen by which our Lord ascends into heaven. And this, of course, will follow immediately after the general judgment. And our Lord told us that it's given to no man to know the hour or the moment of his second coming. He specifically wants to keep that secret. And the reason is that we live in a state of constant preparation for this moment. He wants us to live in a state where we're always ready for our Lord to come back, without fear, without anxiety, but a state of preparation. And so to help us understand how to live in this state of preparation, we'll look at some references in sacred scripture which indicate the circumstances which will surround this second coming of our Lord and this last great event in the history of humanity, the general judgment. Scripture tells us that immediately preceding our Lord's second coming will be a great sign in the heavens. And the fathers of the church, they tell us that this sign will be the sign of the cross. Some say it'll be the true cross. Others say it'll be a great light in the form of a cross. But either way, there will be a miraculous cross in the heavens which all men can see. And then our Lord, the Apocalypse tells us, the sound of trumpets, will call back from the dead all those who had died. So every soul ever conceived will reassume the flesh in which they were conceived. Whether they lived one day or 100 years, every single soul will reassume the flesh in which they were conceived. And they will be summoned to the Valley of Josaphat near Jerusalem. And St. Paul tells us that all these people, each one of us present, will be there. Each one of us will be there. He said we'll be in the heavens, in the skies, in a certain hierarchy, because there won't be room upon the earth for all of the people, from Adam and Eve to the last person ever created. And then we will see with our visible eyes, we will see with our eyes, says Sacred Scripture, the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. We will see with our visible eyes Jesus Christ. And the Apocalypse tells us that upon his thigh is marked King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, every single created soul will see this vision of Jesus Christ in his physical body. And he will come to render a final and definitive judgment on each one of us. And he will judge every single human action we've ever performed. From our first human action, when we came to the age of reason, to our last action at the moment of death, each one of these actions will either merit a reward or merit a punishment. And the theologians are in agreement that this judgment will take place by an illumination of our mind. We will receive this illumination by which we see every act we performed and the reward or punishment due to it. And we will likewise see the consequences of our actions through time and space. We will see how these actions influenced other people, helped other people save their souls, or pushed other people away from the church. So every single action will be judged by our Lord Jesus Christ. And then there will be the definitive sentence. And the theologians tell us, and it seems very probable, that those who are lost will hear with their ears our Lord say, "Be gone, ye cursed, into the fires prepared for the devils." Something they will hear with their ears. And those who are saved will literally hear with their ears our Lord say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father." And this must be a great motivation for us, a great desire to hear these words one day. And we must keep in the forefront of our mind, we want to hear these words someday. And therefore, all of our human actions, all of our behavior is done in light of this reality. We want to be worthy, to be rewarded with heaven. We want to hear Jesus Christ call us to heaven. And at that moment, with great joy, our Lord Jesus Christ will ascend into heaven and take all of the elect with him, all the saints with him. It'll be this triumphant procession. It'll be the last great event in the history of the world. All those who are saved will go with our Lord to heaven. And what will be the criterion by which we are judged? What will be the standard against which we are judged? And the answer is very simple. It's the cross. It's the cross. Did we accept the cross of Jesus Christ? And it's not a speculative accepting, yes, I believe I was saved, but a concrete acceptance of the cross, which is to say to accept baptism, confession if we've ever committed a mortal sin, accept our daily duty, accept the suffering God gives us. Yes, the criterion is really just the cross. It doesn't matter what we had done. If the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ through the sacraments is applied to our souls, we will be saved. We will be saved. And it's worthy to note that at this judgment, not only will we receive an illumination of all of our actions, but each one of us will likewise receive an illumination so as to understand the state of every other created soul. Yes, everything hidden will be uncovered, said Sacred Scripture. We will all know all of the sins and all of the good actions of our neighbor and all of people ever created. And this often discourages people. They get nervous and afraid of this judgment. But in fact, it should not cause us any great fear. Because regardless of how many sins somebody commits, how evil the life might have been, we think of St. Augustine, St. Mary Magdalene, if the cross of Jesus Christ is applied to their soul, then their soul will do nothing more than glorify God's mercy. Everybody will see how good God was to save this soul, And we will see how good God was to save our soul. So at this moment of judgment, it doesn't matter if our sins were as red as scarlet. If they're made white as snow by the sacraments, then all of our past sins will serve to glorify God's mercy. It's an important note. God's mercy will be glorified. But if we refuse the cross, if we refuse the sacraments, then all people will see that God gave us enough grace to accept the cross, to accept the sacraments, but we refused his grace, in which case we'll glorify God's justice. And the reason this is made public is because we are not only individuals, but we are members of the whole human race. Everything we do has consequences on other people. And this is obvious with our external actions, good influence, bad influence, but even our internal actions. When we grow in holiness, more grace is made available to the rest of the mystical body of Christ. When we sin and refuse confession, less grace is available to the mystical body of Christ. So all these things will be made manifest at this general judgment. So let us pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary. She saw our Lord ascend into heaven, and the fathers of the Church tell us she will likewise be present at this moment. Let us beg her the grace to truly understand the purpose of this life, which is one day to go to heaven, and ask her the grace to see all of our human actions, everything we do, in light of this moment. And if we have this before our mind, we'll be motivated to constantly do good works and to constantly avoid sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.